Good afternoon and welcome to the How You Do Anything is How You Do Anything radio show. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Hello. Good afternoon, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday was, how will you be different if you get what it is that you would, you've always wanted? I think that's how we, well, let's see, how did we phrase that? If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? And so how would you feel?
If you had that, if you got
if you
that,
that,
how would
which
you
was
be
yesterday,
different?
And how would you be different?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, good morning and good afternoon and good evening wherever anybody is. I'm happy to be here. It's Janice in Victoria.
Hey, Janice. Yeah, that's a kind of a Truman-esque greeting, right? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You never know where somebody is or when you might see him again.
That's right. Oh, how wonderful you're on retreat there.
It is so gorgeous. It is absolutely lovely. Wish you were here.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. And so where I was yesterday, I was looking at what I had done. I'd been to the hospital and I was waiting. My husband was having a procedure, investigative, and I noticed that, you know, all those things that I would have thought maybe I wanted. In that time, it was just like time was standing still, and it was only now, and I actually had everything that I needed and wanted, and it didn't seem, it was definitely one of those Zen questions, like, how would I be different, or something like that, you know, would I feel different? And I thought, actually, I don't know if I would feel different, because I'm right here, and I'm only breathing the next breath, and or watching the tulips blow in the wind, or speaking with a stranger who's a little child that's visiting from the States who's waiting for somebody in intensive care, biding time, she called it. And I didn't know if I would really feel any different than what I was feeling in that moment, in each of those moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that sense that you would have to step outside the moment to answer that question.
Exactly. I guess that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were just unwilling to do that.
Well,
that'll have to remain in the, gosh, I just don't know category, because I'm not going to noodle it in order to try to find out.
Yeah, and I wasn't, that's right, and I wasn't going to noodle what was going to happen or what the results would be one way or the other. And I guess I just, well, I've just been loving this exploration, and, you know, I was looking at unconditional love and acceptance is that's the deal, and listening to Jen talking about adequacy, and I thought, and that's the deal too. And, you know, somebody else says something else. I go, yeah, it's all it, right?
It's all it. That's a wonderful summary, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Keep enjoying, huh?
Yes, and playing.
And playing.
Yeah,
yes,
play.
Because play
the
is the way. That's right.
Just right. Dancing with those tulips in the wind.
Uh-huh. Mm. All right. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Go happy.
You know, Sherry, that was so reflective of the conversation we just came out of in group, in that that only the self is permanent, that it feels a particular way and therefore can feel differently. But if we're present in every moment, we just feel how the moment feels. It's just such an incredible realization.
Yes.
That the ego is the only thing that is fixed and therefore can be different. But if you're always changing, then you only feel what you're feeling in the moment.
Yeah, if it's all it, then there is only ever it, and it is all. I think it's why I've never fallen out of love with Zen, because with each one of those, if you know the experience, then it makes complete sense. It's just the clearest way in the world to say it. But if you don't, it just sounds like gibberish, just gobbledygook, nonsense.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Isotta.
I knew it was you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Very
I was waiting to say
good.
That for a bit.
What's going on?
I am at the end of the Huber cure, the one that you always suggest, but I'm doing it for the soul instead of for a physical symptom, because I used to, before practice, I used to suffer from anxiety attacks that totally disappeared with practice, and then kind of 2 weeks ago, they started again, and I started feeling super anxious and my heart pounding and shortness of breath and telling everybody to go to hell. You know, typical, well, the way anxiety manifests in me.
being rather Italian about dealing with the anxiety.
Exactly, yes, exactly. And and a couple of days ago, on Monday, I decided that this was not okay. So I delegated all my customers to my colleagues, you know, and decided to just practice and do an exercise and do things that take care of me, you know. So I caught up with all the workbook that I was a little bit late. I meditated every day. I was on time for the show every day. You know, I did everything to just as the Huber cure when you're sick, but just against anxiety, you know. And here I am feeling better. And I have something about the assignment that I'm that has to do with it, that I'm kind of wondering, because when there was the question about the gift that we would want, you know, that was, I was answering it when I was still in the middle of it, you know, like I couldn't even think straight, my hearts were still trembling and all this, and so it was, if you could have anything in the world, what would you want? And it was like inner peace. And then there was the mentor or another voice throughout the following day that it kind of went on, it changed from inner peace and accepting anxiety, you know? Like accepting that this thing is a part of me that shows up from time to time, you know? And I didn't know if this accepting anxiety was like accepting conditioning, so the last thing to accept when we accept everything else, or if it's a good goal. I'm confused.
Well, I don't think you are. Because at least this is the progression that I heard in what you said. So anxiety kind of drove you to practice, right? And excuse me, with practice, you got to a place where you didn't experience anxiety. And then I'm betting you got maybe a little casual about things. And the reason that I'm thinking that is you're behind in the workbook. You might have been a little late on the show or missed the show, or maybe weren't meditating every day. Got a little casual, And then here comes egocentric karmic conditioning in the form of anxiety, right? And so you basically accepted the anxiety. And what you did with that is realize what it was calling you to do, if we can put it that way, is to practice. That if you don't practice, if you don't take care of yourself, anxiety is going to, ow, kind of a rough connection there. Are you still there? Are you still there?
I am.
Are you still there?
Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what this is helping you to see is that you have to keep practicing, because if you don't keep practicing, that karmic conditioning, that anxiety, is going to come back and grab you.
Oh, that's a totally different meaning of accepting, you know? Because
yes. This
means accepting and doing something about it, you know? Like accepting it and getting back on track, you know? So it's...
Exactly.
It's a different...
Exactly.
How interesting.
Yeah, so a little example of that, okay? So people will say, you know, there are just things in life I cannot accept. I cannot accept violence. I can't accept poverty. I can't accept that people are hungry. And what conditioning has done is make acceptance a synonym for collusion or condoning. Okay, so if I accept it, then I just say, okay, well, there's violence and people are starving and that's just how it is and nothing to be done. But the acceptance that we come to in practice is, I accept that people are hungry, okay, and that hurts my heart. So how am I going to participate in life to address that? So acceptance is simply, yes, I see that this is.
Oh, this is so interesting. I'm going to record about it. It's so different. It's so interesting. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, really.
Keep curing. It sounds like you're on the mend.
Yes. Thank you
okay.
so much. Goodbye.
You are so welcome, Isota. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Isota. You know, Sherry, the place that we practice into, at least it's my experience, is that acceptance of how it is really moves me from a place of ego to a place of life, because ego is always about how it's about taking a position against. And so The acceptance that we practice so radically is there's nothing outside of life.
Uh-huh.
Given that there's nothing outside of life, how does life want me to move? Not how ego wants me to move. Because in opposition and in resistance, I'm still coming from the egocentricity of there's something wrong with how it is.
And I need to position myself relative to that.
In fact, in opposing, in saying that, I am creating a sense of me through my position. And from that place, it's to me, some of the most horrific places I've had to accept have really brought me closer to the intelligence that animates, or with the intelligence that animates, because we don't get to dictate how it is. That's egocentric.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, and one of the things that's been a word that's been going around during this retreat is humility.
And
that's such a big part of it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not in control of this. I get to participate in whatever way life calls me to participate and to be grateful for that.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Bev from Kentucky.
Well, hello, how Bev. Are you, Bev?
Well, I'm happy to be here, of course.
you set let's see, how do I want to say this? You started that ball rolling down the hill and created a practice avalanche.
That's wonderful. Well, I just, as I look at that, I was listening when it dropped in, and I practiced it, and then I had the courage to share because the voices were telling me it sounded silly and, so I just feel so grateful that I was paying attention and that I had the courage to share and that other people, it speaks to them as well. So it was just a great gift that I'm glad that I accepted. So.
You're right, exactly, and we're glad that you accepted. It's very fun.
Yes.
And, so what's been happening lately?
Well, the same thing, just like the previous caller. I've had several big content things in my life lately, and I'm practicing, and I see how much I'm seeing the difference between pain is inevitable and suffering is optional. I've really seen that in my life, and it's I've had two deaths within a week. Two people that I know suddenly died. One was a suicide, and I broke my foot. And so I went through each of these processes with presence. I felt like but when you're in the newness of it all, you're very engaged because there's, I had to figure out how to handle my foot and adapt my life, and you go to funerals. But then you come home and everything's settled, and all this really strong emotion has been coming in. And I realize what it is, but it's so loud and so strong. So I guess I just thought if I called in, I would get some support because I know what to do. It's just really, really strong right now. All this strong emotion just overwhelming me.
Yeah. I wish you were here with us because, of course, that's what this retreat is. And that's just an aside. I wish you were here with us anyway. So, and strong emotion is what we're really immersed in. And yes, it's there's no distance, is there? There's nothing theoretical. It's just it's just huge, and it's in you.
Yes, and letting it be here and letting it be okay. Conditioning wants to tell me so much that, well, with all this practice, you know, I should be like, I lost two friends and I broke my foot. That's something that you have to deal with. And anyway,
that's right. And it's okay.
I knew if I called in, I'd get supported.
Yeah, that's what you're getting to, right? It's okay to feel, number one. And it's okay to feel a lot when there's a lot going on.
Yes, and I'm being told that for so much of my life, I avoided these kind of things. So this is something that's a new phenomenon, just being with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this, Bev, but at one point in my life, I lost three of the people who were the very closest to me. Just boom, boom, boom. And a dear friend said to me, now here's my best encouragement to you. Expect anything. Just expect anything. And what she was saying is, because you will be crazier than you normally allow yourself to be. And so my specialty during that time was losing keys. And I lost so many keys that finally I just took the set of keys that I had to have made, right, and made 12 copies so that I could just lose keys all over the place and everything would be all right. And I just offer that as an example of the kind of permission we need to give ourselves when we're in that level of trauma.
Yes, and I know.
Because you've never had that experience.
No.
Right?
No,
you've never had this experience. And so nobody can have standards about how you should be or how this should go.
Well, I knew that's what you would tell me, and I just, like I said, I'm calling in just to be supported. And, if it weren't for me doing this every single day and, immersing myself in all my practice tools, it has just made, I don't even know what kind of shape I'd be in right now. I just am so, I know I'm going to be okay. I know that without a doubt. And so I'm so thankful to have this every day to listen to. And even through all this, I'm always happy to be here. That is such a profound, it's just such a profound way to live. It's like, I'm happy to be here, and I will trust that this will pass, and I'll get through it.
And that it's all for you. Yes, that's it, Bev. That's the one thing that I would say. Because, you know, we hope you'll never have this experience again. And so, given that, take advantage of it. Really be with a human being, the one you know and love best. Really be with her as she goes through this experience. Don't miss it. Don't let conditioning talk you into missing a single second of it, because you want to be there with her as she goes through all of this.
Well, and I feel like that's great practice for the future and whatever else will come up. So like I said, I called to get supported and to just put my 2 cents out there. And thank you all, everyone that shared.
Glad you did.
It's just such a joy. Well, thank you so very much. Have a wonderful
you
weekend.
You are welcome. All right. Thank you. Take care of yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mev. It's, to me, Sherry, what Bev was pointing us to is everything is a journey to everything is acceptable.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Because it is. Yeah.
Because it is.
Right?
And we were just looking at, to be in the moment implies that that's our experience. There is no moment that sucks.
Right. As we so poetically phrased it in the retreat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's our next caller, Sherry.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? All right, let me try. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in Philadelphia.
Hey, Jill.
Hi. Well, I'm very happy to be here, for sure.
Good. I'm happy you're here.
Yes, yes. I was just doing my taxes, and so I have a little
really
bit
happy to
of
be here.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, some days the radio show is just, I just need it in a way that is kind of profound. Well, I was thinking about my experience. You know, you can have anything in the world question. And, I mean, I'm having this experience with a lot of these questions where what drops in seems to be something that conditioning is seeking out in order to, I mean, it's what everyone is saying, but I'll just say it in this way. You know, conditioning is seeking it out to solve a problem that it's created, basically. It's like so great. And so what dropped in, you know, you can have anything in the world. And I wrote $1 billion. That to me, that would just, you know, at that moment was like, that just felt like, you know, from whatever story was going on, like that would cure everything. And what was so fun is I decided to, you know, just visualize that I had a bank account that had that amount in it. And I actually wish that there was some website that I could go to that actually would create for me, you know, a fake account that had $1 billion in it. And, you know, I could have checks or whatever, you know.
Oh, and, that's fun.
Really. And I got a little taste of like what it was like to sit in that experience of like, okay, I have that, you know, and what is that experience like? And like has happened to me throughout my whole life where, you know, conditioning creates these problems and then it says, okay, you have to fix them. And then it suggests things that might fix them and puts me chasing after them. You know, you get it. And it's like, this is not the answer to the problem. It's like, it just creates more problems. More conditioning just somehow takes that and creates more problems. And I mean, I have a one of my favorite stories is when I was like, I need a new pair of pants, and I have no pants to wear to work, and so I go to the store, and I spend all this time. It's a fancy store, and I select this pair of pants, and, you know, I realize I already own that pair of pants. Right before I'm about to buy them, I'm like, wait a minute, I already have these.
Whoa.
And, I mean,
there's a moment of life saving us from ourselves, right?
Isn't that so true?
Yeah.
So all of this, you know, for me, all of these exercises is just, you know, just clarifying what my conditioned process is, and also showing like places where, you know, it just appears, and the tools to, okay, well, hello, conditioning. You're not in the picture. We're not paying attention to you right now. You know, what else is there? You know, what else is
there? Yeah, this is not about you, conditioning. You've had so much airtime. This is not about you.
Yeah.
And then as it tries to insert itself, it becomes very obvious, doesn't it? It doesn't get to sneak around the edges and kind of ooze in. It has to come right straight at us, and so we get a really good view of it.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. Gets very, very predictable.
Now, Jill, you know it's Friday the 13th, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I just, there. So anything that's going on with the taxes, blame it on that, okay?
Okay, I'm so glad to hear that, because I was starting to think it was me.
No, not at all.
Oh, dear. All right. That's good. Great.
Thank you
so much. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Joe. Sure, we have 3 minutes. Shall we squeeze in another caller?
Oh, let's go for it.
Okay, next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Praveena in South Africa again.
Oh, hi, Praveena.
Hello there.
How are you?
Excellent, thank you. And you? I'm so happy to be here.
Me too.
Oh, good.
So I just wanted to share a story, speaking of happy to be here. I noticed with my dog that first thing in the morning, he's so excited, and he pretty much embodies happy to be here.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so I think there's a lot we can learn from observing animals in nature, just in terms of being present.
And you know, as you say that, the difference between the dog and so many people who wake up not happy, not excited to be here, but just wake up in a dark place with conditioning. So, yeah, what a comparison.
Yeah, I know what that's like to wake up in conditioning. And, you know, you look at your day ahead and you shake your head and go, oh, do I have to do this? So, yeah.
Yeah, and he or she never does that, right? Because it's just, well, it's now, and here we are.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I like that, the fact that it's always now. It's never, I mean,
always
you can't
now,
be.
And always
you can't
here.
Be in the past, can't be in the future, right now. So, that's something I'm trying to remind myself of at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, and well, and you've got that little reminder there, or big reminder.
Little reminder.
Because all day, is it a boy or a girl?
He's a boy.
Okay. So that's where he is all day long, right? If you ever, you know, kind of want to get a perspective, you just look at him. He's always in the present, right? It's always now for him, and he's always here. So, okay, that's there. that's where I want my attention to be. Now, here.
This is true. So in terms of the exercises over the last few days, it's funny because what came up for me was, if I could have anything, it would be to end suffering for everybody. Mm. So, that's what I've been practicing with, and it's quite something. And like I say, looking at the animals, there is the sense of now, they don't live in suffering the same way we do.
Right. Right, because when you're living here now, It's not possible to suffer. The only way we can suffer is to be outside the moment, being an illusion of separation from life that has an opinion about this shouldn't be this way, this is wrong, it should be another way, and that's how suffering happens. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. So that little prayer of may all beings end suffering, we can see that is our wish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's lovely to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell me again what time it is where you are. Is it 10 tea time?
It's now 6:30 in the evening.
6:30 in the evening. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll think about you there enjoying the evening.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Talk to you soon. Go happy.
Go. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care, Pravina. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. Here's our assignment for today, and then we have a weekend before we see each other again or talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And it is to list the qualities of the gift you have selected.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to, yeah, okay. I see that. And then we have two more.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Deep Gasho. And we'll see and talk to each other and everyone else on Monday.
All right. Good Lord willing. Gasho. Mm-hmm.